Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Someone sent in a text earlier when we were talking about check washing. They said we had checks written for bills stolen from our post box at the post office. Checks were washed totally, $19,500. We weren't liable for the money, but I want to know why banks cashed them. Checks were obviously not original, and signature name was different from the name listed on the upper left check corner. Bank unable to give us a satisfactory answer. We're going to turn to David Maimon, the Associate Professor of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Georgia State University, see if he has an answer. But first, somebody has a question on our voicemail.
Hi, Lisa. Enjoy your program. What's that number gel pen that we're supposed to use regarding check writing? Thank you. And again, enjoy your program. Very informative. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Very lovely lady. Uniball 207 retractable gel pen, medium point. But you know what? I don't think that's what somebody suggested. As long as it's a gel pen or maybe a fine point Sharpie. Can you answer that for us, David? Is there a specific pen we need to be using when we're writing checks that will prevent this check washing deal?
Yeah, folks are using the Uniball pen in order to try and prevent this type of crime from happening. There are a lot of advertising, a lot of folks talking about this type of pen as being very useful. So, you know, I've never used it, so I can only recommend what other folks are recommending.
David Maimon is the Associate Professor of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Georgia State University, and you have been watching this happen across the nation. Check washing, where someone steals your check out of the mail. They literally wash the check, fill it in for whatever they choose to steal from you, and somehow they get it cashed and the money is deducted out of your account. Can you give us specific numbers about how often this is happening in Chicago, David?
Well, we know it happens all over the country, unfortunately. We know it started in a couple of locations, including Florida. We know that it happened in Texas, in California, of course. New Jersey is very high on this. And, of course, the mecca of mail theft and check washing, Philadelphia. Throughout the last 8 months, we have seeing things growing, those numbers growing all over the place, including Ohio and Illinois, where the majority of the washed checks come from the area of Chicago. The numbers we have are estimates, of course. We don't have the specifics with respect to how many checks are actually being stolen. But, you know, I can tell you that the rates of stolen checks is fairly high, with around 157 checks we find in the area of Chicago every month, at least.
And do you know how is it? I've got so many questions here, David. But how is it you can erase someone's information on a check and write in an amount like $9,000? There's a story featured in the Sun-Times about a couple. They found out when they logged onto their bank account that their $10 check to a charity, to a kid's event, was turned into a check valued at more than $9,000. How is it that someone cashes a check in that amount and doesn't ask for an ID or check a signature or ask a few questions? Who's cashing them?
So definitely criminals are cashing those checks. What we are seeing is exactly the type of incidents you've just discussed. We're seeing checks originally written on fairly low amounts being washed using nail polish removers or any other chemicals by criminals who essentially steal those checks from USPS mailboxes. They do that using stolen arrow keys they steal from mail carriers. Once they steal the mail, they chauffeur the mail to their hideouts, usually cheap hotel rooms, where they pay sometimes drug addicts to sit, sort through the mail, wash the checks, Once they have the clean checks, they simply write in any number they have in mind for it. They also write...
Let me just interrupt you 1 second. So when they write in the number, are they then just doing an automatic deposit with their phone into an account, or are they taking that into a check cashing facility to actually turn that piece of paper into cash?
It depends. So in a couple of cases that we've seen, what folks are doing is they simply write a different payee name, manufacture a fake driver license, then go to Walmart or any other relator and then cash the checks. In other cases, we see them depositing the checks into drop accounts which were open under fake identities. And so, you know, we have seen that happen as well. And once that happens, folks are using their phones in order to take pictures of the checks and then deposit them in the drop accounts.
So who needs to buck up and put a stop to it? Is it the banking industry? Is it the United States Postal Service? Who should take the most responsibility here?
I don't have any horse in this race. All I can say is that I think USPS should definitely protect our mail more carefully. And at the same time, I believe financial institutions, now when they are aware of this issue, they definitely need to gather as much intelligence as possible in order to make sure that they are aware of the victims, the identity of the victims. And the identity of the victims could be found fairly easily. I mean, once we find the checks, we essentially find the victim identities as well. Once the banks get this information, they can definitely place a red flag under the identities and make sure that any transaction in the account is looked at a couple of times before approving it.
In the case of our news director, not only was his check washed, but they then sold his information online. So later, 6 months later, he got hit again by somebody using that account to withdraw money. Is that pretty typical?
Pretty typical and unfortunately pretty common. The information on the stolen checks is used to not only cash the check, the original check, but also print more checks using the account details. The information on the check is also being used to charge different types of bills that folks have. But more importantly, and I would say more sadly, the information on the top left corner of the check, meaning the target identity, is being used to open new business accounts, new credit lines, new bank accounts, simply because the criminals have tentacles all over the place, including in financial institutions, including in the credit bureaus, including in places like the DMV. And so once they have the victim name and address, they can fetch in the social security number, the credit report, and simply start working with it.
Thank you so much for joining us. We do have to jump to the newsroom. But David, one last quick question. As the associate professor of criminal justice and criminology at Georgia State University and somebody who's well-versed in what is happening, do you send checks in the mail?
No, not anymore.
I bet. I won't either. Steve has your news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.